on WRHI and CN2.
She says we gotta hold on.
All right, good Tuesday morning to you at 7:38 here on Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And good morning to those listening on the radio, both AM 1340 and FM 100.1 on the app and WRHI.com.
And welcome to those of you who are watching us on CN2 or on any of the social media platforms.
Each Tuesday, we check in with one of the four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on within the Fort Mill School District. Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer. And good morning to you, Joe. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. It's very hard not to sing with that bumper music coming in.
This is a safe space, Joe. You can
That's
sing
right.
all that you want.
I don't know that there's a safe space
you have
for
your
me
own
on that
microphone.
One at all. Yeah. I'll stick to talking, not singing.
Well, it really is a safe space because I cannot sing, and I sing in the commercial break. So you just join me, and we can come up with the Palmetto Mornings Choir.
All right.
We could just bebop in the background because Ashley Lang is
That'll
a
work.
Professional singer. She can,
I'm good with that.
She can have it. All right. Well, the new year is off and running within the Fort Mill School District. We're halfway through the 2024-25 school year. I know we had on just on this show the other day a new hire within the school district. He's hitting the ground running.
Yeah, big announcement to kick off the year. Jake Bentley's going to be joining Nation Ford as their new head football coach. It's going to be an exciting time. Really looking forward to that. As a Gamecock fan, very excited about that one too. So, but yeah, the program really, he's got a lot of plans for it. We had the new AD over there, Brian Dillon. They're working together. They're really planning to build that program up and make it great.
And then as we move right along, we've got a holiday coming up on Monday. Want to remind families about that?
Yep, we have the holiday, the Martin Luther King Day, coming up on Monday. So remind everybody our schools are closed. And this is a scheduled closure, not like the one we just had last week. So everybody should have had that on their calendar. But just as a reminder, yeah, all of our buildings and facilities will be closed on Monday.
And for those that obviously in the Fort Mill School District that had to transition to an e-learning day, is the understanding the kids still have a week to complete their assignments?
Yeah, yeah. And all of that is set forth in our e-learning protocols that the teachers have and the schools have shared with parents. Yes, obviously we want everybody to work on that day, but there is a grace period for getting work turned in. So just depending on the class you're in, obviously is how you can work that through. But there is always that grace period for turning in work, especially if you happen to have power out, those kinds of things, and couldn't participate in some of the online activities.
All right, we're going to put the car in reverse. We're going to go back to 2024. Then we're going to put the car in forward and go forward into 2025. But let's go back to 2024 right before we said goodbye and began the Christmas break.
Sure, yeah. A couple of years ago, our maintenance department started a project around the holidays to provide bikes to to children in need or children who maybe weren't going to get one for Christmas that wanted one. So it started small. I think the first year they had like 12 bikes. Well, this past year they raised enough money to put together 47 bikes for kids. And they were all donated. So I think that's a really great story. If you want to see the whole thing, we've got it on our district YouTube page. Go check that out. You can see the whole story about how they raised that money. It includes some pies to the face, which is always kind of a fun fun way to do that. And then, of course, obviously you guys aired some of that for us too. So we really appreciate y'all doing that. But, you know, congratulations to those guys. And obviously, we hope the kids enjoyed getting those on Christmas.
And you said that was the maintenance department for the district as
yes.
a whole?
Yep, the okay. district maintenance department comes together. They raise money to be able to hit certain administrators in the face with pies. and then they use that money for a great cause to go get the bicycles.
Maybe
and then
the
they actually
who,
build them and have them ready to go to be donated.
Maybe the ones who ask for their help a time too many.
Absolutely,
to
yes.
Screwing a light bulb.
I have not
kidding.
Volunteered for that yet, but I bet if I did, I'd probably raise a good bit of money.
it's for a good cause.
Yes, yeah. absolutely.
Well, what's great about this, it sounds like this is a department driven, right?
So yes, this it is, very much is. Yeah. And it was a program that they came up with and they put together. They were doing it for a couple of years before anybody, most of us, even really heard of it. Oh, and then it continued to expand. And again, it's just a fun thing that they do together, but it has such a great meaning and a great cause at that time of year.
Well, please do check out the video. To Joe's point, we did air a portion of it on CN2 Now in our newscast. But check it out. It's a great video. And just kudos to those individuals that saw a need within the community and took it upon themselves to work together as a team with the common goal of just making sure that kids have what they want, not only while they're in your care, but outside of the classroom walls. And I think that's a testament to our school districts here in our listening area, for sure. Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. We went back to 2024. Now we're going to go forward into 2025. You're working right now on some hiring positions for the new Flint Hill Elementary that will come online in the fall of 2025.
Yeah, the school will open obviously this coming August for the next school year. So, and that's Flint Hill Elementary. The middle will open during the next school year in 2026. So we are in the process right now of completing the staffing portion of it with internal staff. But obviously with a new school and the additions of these new positions, there are going to be a lot of positions that we're going to need to fill too. So be on the lookout on our website. We're going to have positions posted and openings posted for, you know, not only teachers, but support staff and other roles that will go into opening a new school. So if you or anyone you know is interested in coming to work in the Fort Mill School District, keep an eye open because those will be coming out in the next month or two. And we obviously are looking forward to staffing those new schools.
So Flint Hill Elementary and Flint Hill Middle, they share a campus, and they're located near a business that is looking to come to York County. It's made headlines over the last year, Silfab Solar. I know there's been some back and forth, and parents are questioning, is the school going to open while Silfab Solar is still coming to this area? And that's caught up, I think, some in the court system right now. What is the message from the district to the parents?
Well, first and foremost, our district is going to make sure that all of our schools are safe. We're going to ensure that all of our school sites are safe and that our students and staff are cared for while they're on our site. So, and as far as the actual facility next door, yes, that is ongoing in the court system right now. The school district is not a part of that because we're not a party that makes decisions on that. That is all in the county side. But yes, that is still ongoing in the court system, and obviously will be settled there. But also, the district does rely on our regulatory agencies, the EPA, DHEC, the county, all of those things to ensure the safety of any business that comes into our district. So we obviously will continue to keep our eyes on where that situation is at. But the school is moving forward and will be opening in August.
And so the elementary school is opening in August of 2025, and the middle school is slated for the following August of 2026.
Yes. So this coming school year, we'll see the new elementary open, and then the middle school will follow that next school year. And when I say next, I mean in the 2026 right. school year. So yes, that's how the slated openings will go. And actually, if you drive by the site now, you'll see the elementary school is getting near completion on the construction, but the middle school is coming out of the ground. So you can kind of see exactly where those two schools are set on that 88-acre site, and you know, get an idea of what they're going to look like.
Joe, another issue that school districts across the state of South Carolina are dealing with is this breach that happened through PowerSchool. The South Carolina Department of Education alerted school districts that there was a breach in the data. If we can, explain what PowerSchool is, how school districts use that, and then how has that impacted the Fort Mill School District?
Sure, and what we're learning is actually this isn't unique to South Carolina, just so people understand. This is actually not only a national but an international issue. One of the calls that I sat in on, we learned of this breach and we're getting more information. There were school districts from Canada and other countries that were sitting in on this. So it is a very, very large, widespread issue. So parents and listeners understand, PowerSchool is what we call our student information system. So it is a system that all school districts in South Carolina use. That's where all the data is housed. So like if you're a parent and you go in to your parent portal and you check your kids' grades or you're actually accessing through PowerSchool all of that information. And that is, again, the system that the state uses for that for all school districts. What we learned is just before Christmas, there was a data breach. PowerSchool identified the breach. They shut down access to it. They took steps with law enforcement to secure the data that was taken. So they've gone through all that process. And again, that was happening on the corporate level, not even involving any of us. So we learned about this, obviously, when we came back from break and what the ramifications are. So different school districts lost different things because of the type of information the person accessed. I can tell you in our school district, we've reviewed the data that we were told has been pulled. And for us, because of the way we do some things, we did not have as much sensitive data that got out there. As a matter of fact, in the release we just sent to our parents, most of this was contact directory information, student name, address, phone number, staff, same thing, parent. Well, We also had a little bit of information, like medical information, like allergies. So the student is allergic to peanuts and that kind of thing, because that's some of the data that was stored on the tables that they got. Where I think we were most fortunate in our district is we identified that we only had 10 total Social Security numbers that were involved in this. 8 of those belonged to former staff members, and then the other 2 were a current and a previous student. So there was not a large amount of that type of data from us that went out, as opposed to this happened in some other places around the world. And there'll be more information being shared directly with those individuals that had that more sensitive type information. Obviously, directory information is one of those things we don't always hand out, but it is generally public to hand out if it's requested. So there's not as much danger there. But obviously, anybody who had any of that really sensitive data taken will get more information directly to them.
But it is scary for parents to navigate. Sure. I mean, I know you're a parent with a kid in the Fort Mill School District. And what do you all say to parents that get this and might go, wow, my kid's information could be out there?
Yeah, and that's something that that is obviously, you know, of interest to anybody who has a student in there or a staff member for that matter. So I used myself as a test case when we were looking through the data just so I could kind of see what the kind of things that were included. And I guess the thing that we want to put out there is, number one, this is something that happened again at a broad level, both nationally and internationally. So it's not something specific to our district, because we do work very hard to secure all of our data in our district. And also, too, that on the information that we had lost from our district, I think there's little chance for that causing any issues for people. But again, anybody who had data that was taken that is of a nature that could cause some issues will get services provided either by the state or by PowerSchool, and all of those conversations and details are being worked out right now. We've heard a lot from our State Department of Education that they are, you know, pressing PowerSchool to provide services to anybody who had sensitive information like that out there. And they've even Superintendent Weaver made a statement that we included in our message to parents that they are going to press this very hard.
What are you hearing from PowerSchool? You said you were on a call. What are you hearing for safeguards so this doesn't happen again?
I think from what we gathered, now again, this was all very high level for us at the district level, but they identified how the person got access to their system. They have shut that down completely. There won't be anybody who will be doing that again through the same situation. They work to identify, again, how many schools and who all was impacted. And also to, again, secure their system and try to ensure that data never becomes a problem on the other end. Now, I don't know exactly what that means from their perspective, but what we've been told is they were able to secure that data and make sure that it would not become an issue for anybody on the individual level.
Joe Burke, again, is the Chief Communication Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Joe, as always, we appreciate the update, sir. Thank you.